My lovely guest Zoe Wren is in the studio with me. Good afternoon now, Zoe.
Good afternoon, Lee.
Lovely to have you here. And now you're playing in Cambridge this evening at the Cambridge Folk Club. You're supporting the Willows.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really looking forward to supporting them, actually, because I was just saying I haven't seen them live before, so that'll be great. So yeah, it's this evening. I think we're at the NCI Club rather than the usual venue. So if anyone coming, watch out. That almost tripped me up too.
And you can get tickets on the door, you think?
I believe so, yeah.
And are you a Cambridge lass?
Sort of. So I'm from London, and I have been born and kind of grown up in London. But I was at uni here, actually, for 3 years. So I know Cambridge pretty well. And I do spend a lot of time here coming up for gigs and radio and things like that. So, yeah, I spend a lot of time here and really love Cambridge.
And are you a musician full time now?
Yeah, pretty much full time. I do a lot of gigging and I also do a lot of busking. That's kind of I call it my day job. So I busk on the London Underground as well as gigging. So that kind of takes up most of my time, yeah.
What's that like? Are people nice to you?
They're generally very nice, yeah. You always get kind of funny experiences, but that's part of the way it goes. But yeah, I really enjoy it. You always get to like test out new songs and stuff like that. So yeah.
And you're here for the Folk Club. Folk music is your genre. What is it that attracted you to folk music?
Well, I grew up with my parents listening. Neither of them are actually musicians, but they love music and they've always listened to a lot of folk music and a lot of those kind of 60s, 70s singer-songwriters. So, I don't know, people like Joni Mitchell or Tracy Chapman or Joan Baez, Simon Garfunkel. Those kind of people have really inspired me because I was just kind of surrounded by that music when I was growing up. So I think that kind of seeped into my writing and that's kind of what I do, yeah.
And do you think you can use folk music to actually say something in a way that maybe you can't with pop music?
Yeah, I think so. There tends to be a lot kind of, I don't know, I think folk music, because of its history of being kind of used as like, I don't know, protest songs or all those kind of things, there's a lot more kind of gravitas if you want to go that way with lyrics. And I think it kind of, I don't know, people can always connect with it. There's something kind of universe about it, I guess, and that's why I really like it, because it can be so simple but actually say a lot.
And do you want to go that way with lyrics? What are the things that occupy you in your
I do. I've kind of more recently I've been writing songs which are maybe a bit more, I guess you could say, political. I kind of have often quite a strong feminist theme going through some of my songs, and kind of, I don't know, kind of social stuff like that. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a huge part. I'm not a protest songwriter, but it's definitely something that's really important to me and I think really important in folk music.
And on your website, I need to ask you about this, because looking at your website last night, you talk about unusual chord progressions. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I really like to experiment with my playing. I like to write in different tunings, so kind of dadgad or open G, stuff like that. And, you know, I like kind of good old-fashioned four-chord songs, but I also like to kind of play around a bit more and see if I can come up with anything maybe a bit more interesting or unexpected. I mean, I really love Joni Mitchell's playing, and she does so much of that. She writes a lot in open G, and I kind of often steal her chords and stuff because they're really cool. So, yeah, just trying to be a bit more creative, I guess.
It's not stealing, though. It's paying tribute.
Yeah, well, there we go. Exactly.
So you're going to do some live music for us now. What are you going to sing now?
So I've got a new single out today, actually, which is good timing. It's a single from my new EP called Golden Smoke, and the track is called This Old Hat. So the EP itself is out with Folkstock Records this Wednesday coming. And all the songs on it are kind of based on traditional folk stories, and they're either kind of retellings or, in this case, in fact, this is the only song where I just used the original lyrics as they were because I just love them so much. So it's a kind of, it's a song, it was called When This Old Hat Was New, and it's about how much better things were in the good old days, and it's you can kind of imagine people singing it around the pub kind of thing. So I took those lyrics and kind of wrote a new tune, made it sound a bit more depressing, I would say, but still, yeah, I really love those words, so I've kind of gone with that. So this is This Old Hat.
Lovely. Oh, thank you, Zoe. What a beautiful voice you have. How long have you been singing? Have you been singing since a child?
I've been singing pretty much most of my life, yeah. I mean, I started off singing in, like, choirs at school and stuff like that, and I've always actually kept up with the kind of choral singing as well. And then, yeah, just kind of I guess, picked up a guitar and started noodling around and singing traditional songs and writing songs when I was maybe kind of early to mid-teens, I reckon, yeah.
And you mentioned Joni Mitchell earlier on. Is she a particular influence for
you?
Yeah,
definitely. I really love her. I think she's an amazing songwriter.
But it seems to me at the moment, maybe the past 3 or 4 years, that women in folk really seem to be coming to the fore. You've got the Willows tonight. There's people like the Shires, the Staves. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are so many really strong and amazing kind of female folk performers and singer-songwriters around at the moment. It's very inspiring, actually. It's great. There's definitely been a recent kind of movement towards that, yeah.
And what about you? What are your ambitions? If I could say to you, you know, where you want to be in 5 years' time, what would you say?
I would just love to be kind of, you know, really successful in being able to make music all the time. And, you know, it would be great to, you know, play at some really big festivals or kind of, you know, headline folk club, stuff like that. I would really just love to keep doing this, but at a higher level. That's kind of the dream.
And I guess, you know, people have said things to you like, why don't you go on The Voice and Britain's Got Talent and The X Factor. Why don't you do those things?
It's not quite my scene, I think. I mean, don't get me wrong, if I was randomly invited onto The Voice, I probably wouldn't say no, but it's not that the kind of thing I aspire to. I really love the kind of the live kind of folk scene and everything that's going on there. That really excites me, so I want to carry on doing that.
And you're having success, because last year you won the Lindsay DePaul Prize for Emerging Singer-Songwriters. That must have been great.
Yeah, that was so exciting. I felt really honoured, actually, by that. And it's been great because the bursary that I got as a result of that prize has actually funded my EP. I've been really grateful for that, because that kind of made me able to make it all happen.
Well, let's talk about the EP. It's your second EP called Golden Smoke. You're launching it next week in Camden.
Yeah, that's right.
But if people want to get hold of it, do they have to wait till next week, or can they download it now?
So the EP is now available for pre-orders. So if you go to my website, which is zoewren.com, you'll find all the links there. You can pre-order it from the Folkstock band page. And obviously the physical copies will be available for the launch as well. The launch is at the Green Note, and I'm so excited to play there because it's one of those venues that I've done open mics there years back, but I've never actually been able to headline there, so that's really exciting. And that's on Wednesday the 7th of February. There's still, I think there's seven or eight tickets left, so I'm really hoping to get a full house there.
Well, good luck with that. And that's the Green Note in Camden. Yeah. If you could choose anywhere to play in the world, which venue would you like to play in?
Oh, I don't know. That's
so
a very big question.
It is a big question. It is.
I'll have to have a think on that.
So what's next for you? Immediately next, you're playing this evening at the Cambridge Folk Club along with the Willows. You're supporting the Willows and then launching the EP next week. And then after that?
After that, I guess just going to kind of continue gigging for a while and kind of promoting the EP. So in fact, the day after the launch in Green Note, I'm playing at Loughton Folk Club. I'm doing a headline set at that there. So that'll be nice. That's kind of just more towards Essex. Just kind of keeping up gigging, lots of playing in radio and stuff like that. And, you know, eventually I would love to record a full album. That's kind of the more long-term plan.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. Really nice to talk to you. Good luck for this evening and good luck for the future. Just such a beautiful voice. And you're going to play another song for us now.
Yeah, that's right. So this is another one from the EP. This one is called If I Had a Voice, and it takes inspiration from a traditional song called Oh No John, which is about this man who kind of is after this woman, and he won't really take no for an answer, and she's been instructed by her father or husband, depending on the story, that she must answer no to every man, and she's only allowed to say that word, so she's a bit kind of helpless in the situation. So I wrote this song to kind of, you know, give her a voice, basically, and
lovely.
See what she
just,
might say.
Push that microphone just a little bit away from you.
Yeah,
lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Zoe.
So, yeah, this is If I Had a Voice. I have no time.
Lovely. Thank you, Zoe. So if you'd like to see Zoe, yes, applause in the green room. If you'd like to see Zoe, you're supporting the Willows this evening at the Cambridge, well, the NCI Club on Collins Street, part of the Cambridge Folk Club. And they can go to your website. You then can download tracks from there and see performances as well. There are videos of you on there. That's zoewren.com. Thank you ever so much for coming into the studio today, Zoe. Lovely to meet
you.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Oh, and good luck.